Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
My definition of a commentator is they're just a commentator, just regular folk, where they put their thoughts down and they have different thought of it. Was this a spoken word or the written word? And I believe he's talking specifically about the written word of God, this Logos word, because we're in context here. And this word of God, it does reveal Jesus. The word of God reveals the Christ who is the living word. That's what the scriptures is all about. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So, for the word of God is quick. And many of you who are Bible students, you know that word quick means it's living. It's alive. It's not dead. So many things I can say about that. But you know that the word of God, it brings life. And not only brings life, it brings life eternal. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Read something again this morning. Y'all know I'm always reading different things. And again, we're going to look at the difference between a soul and a spirit. Many times they're intertwined in Scripture. The soul is, but the Bible makes a difference between soul and spirit, okay? And it was so clear as I was reading something early this morning about a group of people who the preacher has not been preaching the word of God for a couple weeks because they've been so excited in their worship. And they said the Spirit of God had been moving so strong in the last couple weeks in the services that they didn't even need to hear preaching. Okay, that's not worship. That's emotionalism. That's something. When we look at that, there's a huge difference. Jesus said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Notice he didn't say soul. Soul, and I'm jumping ahead of my lesson, but soul is that emotion. Spirit is something completely different, okay? But anyway, I'll get into that in just a minute. But I want you to see, it's quick, it's alive, it brings life. The word of God, and not only life, it brings life eternal. Then the word powerful. The word powerful means it's energized, it's active. It has energy. Not only does the word of God bring life, it energizes it. There's one thing to be alive, and there's another thing to have life, live life, okay? And that's what it's talking about here. For the word of God is quick, it's alive, and it's powerful. It energizes. And I have a list of about 8 things here. Quickly, I just want to share them with you. When we talk about the Word of God, there's no book like this book. No book like this. We read in Psalm 119, Greg, if you can put these verses, I got about 8 verses, and you don't have to turn, but Greg will put them up there for you. We talk about the Word of God, you know, Psalm 119 has all those verses in it, 160, no, even more than that, 176 verses, and let me deviate. You know, we were just at the Capitol and other things here a week or so ago. And they were talking about little kids at the founding of our country and the fathers of our country. And I'm not, don't want to get lost in my lesson, but it has referred to Psalm 119. That first graders had to remember, during the days of George Washington's founding of the fathers, first graders had to learn Psalm 119. That's in our country. Some other things, it's amazing that I learned some things while we were there. And we've not got smarter, we've got dumber. Our kids, and I won't leave it alone, but anyway. Psalm 119. The Word of God is alive, is quick, is powerful. Well, the Word of God cleanses us. It cleanses us. You know, in Psalm 119, every verse refers to the Word of God, where it says law, commandment, or whatever it has to say. Every verse has something to say about the Word of God. That's why Psalm 119 is so important. That's why they had first graders memorize Our country was founded on Christian principles. I don't care what the liberal media says. It's true. You can try to erase history, and they're trying to do that and reintroduce new history. But anyway, in Psalm 119, verse number 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word of God cleanses us. Why? Because it's quick and it's powerful. The word of God will keep us from sin. Psalm 119, verse 11, most of these you could quote. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I have a note here, and you know this saying. Either the word of God will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the word of God. Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So the word of God is quick, powerful. It cleanses us. It keeps us from sin. It counsels us and guides us. Psalm 119, verse number 24. These are just some of the verses I had picked out. We could go to every one of these verses. But look at verse number 24. It says, thy testimonies, thy word, are also my delights and my counselors. They guide us. It counsels us. And I love that word, delight. Do you enjoy reading God's word? I can't understand how people say, it's so boring to me. I can't. That's a whole other subject. Psalm 119, verse number 28. The word of God strengthens us. Verse number 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Boy, there can be so many messages preached on every one of these verses, but you get the point. How the word of God, it cleanses us. It keeps us from sin. It counsels us. It guides us. It strengthens us. Psalm 119, verse number 93. The word of God imparts life. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them, with thy precepts, thou hast quickened me, made me alive. The word of God lights our path, Psalm 119, 105. You would know these verses. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light. The word of God gives us understanding, Psalm 119, 130. Verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I love this verse because I'm very, 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 very simple-minded in that I don't understand all the world philosophies and all the things of man. I don't want to and I don't need to. All the great philosophers of the day and you getting that heavy stuff. This is all I need. The word of God. And it says it gives understanding, the word of God, into the simple. Which unless I think I'm the only one, I think we got a bunch of simple folk in here too. You could smile. The word of God gives peace. It brings peace. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Man, I wish I could spend some time right there. Nothing shall offend them. Great peace. I get mad all the time. I kick my cat through the screen door. What? Because you ain't been in your word, the word of God. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know that sink in? That's why the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It does things to people's lives that no other book can. Nothing else can like the word of God. No wonder the devil wants to destroy this book. No wonder, I hate to say people, because I believe Satan's behind all this. I got to be careful how I say this. No wonder there's so many different translations of the Bible out there. There's only one true word of God. Now, this ain't a subject for King James. I believe we have the very word of God. It's another subject for another day.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.